is so cold. Complain rancid, hauling herself round the shithole that was Lamont's flat. For some source of heat, but there seemed to be no radiators, heaters, fires, no sources of heat at all in the hole. What the hell do you do to stay warm? She asked. I wrap up warm and stay in bed, or else I go out and walk about. Stop complaining, growled Lamont. He clambered into bed and wrapped the filthy shit in crusted sheets round his fully clothed body. In fact, he still had his coat on. But Jover, I'm joining you. Ordered rancid and she leapt into the bed with him. Together they sat fully clothed, bolt upright in the bed, hugging the sheets up to their frozen noses as the snow fell outside the room and everything froze up. Down on the street, dragging herself through the snow, leaving a great red fanny smear of gorged out blood. Adamus wasn't dead, just in less than one piece. Her legs had been seriously blown away. In the meeting with Lamont, she was dragging herself along on just stumps. Lumps of flesh snagged on the cold pavement as she made her way along, and were left behind an evil looking humps of meat in the snow. Slow return home. Bronchosis 30 or more. Spanking gallery, spanking in wine alley bills. Goodbye. The thoughts drifted in and out of her. Oh yeah, she knew what they were. More sights from the web that had leaked in from somewhere. Some poor damn lone obsession. Oh, she spat blood and phlegm. Her left eye socket was empty. The eye had been sucked out by the impact of whatever Lamont had blasted her with. A dog trotted along and tried to lick her stump. Where the bone poked through, she brought her fist down onto a sniffing head and crushed it in the snow. Blood and brain flew out everywhere like a snot spew. She continued without seeming to register. To herself, what the hell could that possibly be? She asked herself with a growl. A dog trotted along, it tried to lick her stump. Where the meaty, salty, bloody bone poked through, she brought a fist down onto its sniffing head and crushed it into the snow. Blood flew out everywhere like a snort spew. She continued without seeming to register the canine death. If we knew what made us conscious, then none of this would freak me out, she thought to herself. Sure, it's something to do with the brain, but we really don't know how the brain does it. No amount of techno babble's gonna cover over that fact. She went on, noticing how deep the snow was becoming, even as she trekked on. Spanking in wine labels, she muttered to herself. What the hell could that possibly be? She asked herself with a growl. A dog trotted along, it tried to lick a stump. Where the meaty, salty, bloody bone poked through, she brought a fist down onto its sniffing head and crushed it into the snow. Blood flew out everywhere like a snot spew. She continued without seeming to register the canine death. At a bus shelter stood a woman called Karoff. This Karoff woman was small, powerful, sexy, wearing a long black leather coat. She was carrying something in her gloved hand. In a bus shelter she unfolded the crumpled paper and started to read a comic strip. The smashed body of Madame Adamus, the genius woman looking for revenge against the forces of Western imperialism and racism. Blown apart by crude agents, a Western ideological state police episode 11. She licked her blue gloss lips, blow up. Three things she liked are the way everything stacked up against the heroine. The forces against which she raged were incredibly powerful, devious, unrestrained by ethical considerations, and technologically superior in everything they did. Are the drawings and colors strong lines, sharp, forceful primes? A shine that danced off the page as good as top computer graphics. So something equivocal about the character. She might be a super ass kicking martial arts, voodoo stepping bit chase, or else something less attractive. A Cornish craving over geek, twisty sister Dom Dom just getting off on a death kick. It was this ambiguity at the heart of the character that kept the car off reader. The bus was late again. She looked down the street, puddles, snow falling, figures shuffling along without glancing back at anyone in the face. The lack of aura, no one reacted to anyone through the glance anymore. She noted to herself, eyes blind to other eyes, everyone wrapped up in their own private psychodramas. Fucking shame, she thought. Sitting on the back of the bus when it finally arrived. Stacked up with a big load of shoppers all going downtown. Missed I. Missed I.